This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki with another standout conversation recorded live in Las Vegas at CES 2026 in the C Space Studio. If you enjoy this kind of content, and we think you will, you can find the entire C Space Studio series, that's a lot of S's, on the CES YouTube channel. For now, enjoy this episode. It's one of the highlights from this year's show. Hey, welcome back to the C Space Studio at CES 2026. I'm your host, James Kotecki. Very happy to be joined again by our sponsor, the CEO of IAS, Lisa Utschneider. Welcome back, Lisa.
Hi, James. Thanks for having us again.
Great to have IAS as the sponsor again and to have you back in the studio. And we have a new guest in the studio, David Kaufman, VP Product Management and Head of Monetization, Product Solutions, and Operations at TikTok. So
thanks
we
for
know
having
what
me.
TikTok is, and you're doing obviously big things there. So thank you for joining us here.
It's a pleasure.
David, TikTok has one, I'm reading this because I want to make sure I get this incredibly important statistic right. TikTok has 1 billion monthly active users worldwide. So you're at this massive scale. So how do you think about products and brands that reach viewers in that massive scale?
Yeah, scale is absolutely right. It's critical that we deliver solutions that help advertisers no matter what their business objective is. You want to reach the entire audience that's available in your region. You want to be able to reach them to drive brand equity, drive awareness, and of course, increasingly drive performance-based outcomes like application installs, like transactions and sales on the platform or lead generation. And over the last year, we've really made that transition to be more performance and full funnel oriented. So that's really the focus of how we've been building solutions.
And you know something about scale at IAS, right, Lisa?
Yeah. So we're thrilled to be partnered with TikTok. We have a global strategic partnership that we've had with TikTok for several years. And as David had mentioned, in our partnership, we focus on scale and especially on innovation. And TikTok, being the fastest growing social platform globally, I'm very proud of the fact that IAS has been in lockstep with TikTok from an innovation perspective to ensure that our joint advertisers, wherever they're running their ads on TikTok, that it runs adjacent to high quality media.
So tell us a little bit more about that partnership, and maybe in the way that you do that, explain IAS to folks who are just tuning into this conversation the first time. Obviously, we've had many conversations about IAS here, but I want to make sure that we always recontextualize what IAS is doing. And so tell us about that partnership with TikTok in detail. How does that work?
Yeah, sure. So IAS, in a nutshell, we're a leading global measurement and optimization company. Our core customer base is made up of Fortune 500 brands. So think of brands like Coke, Nestle, Adidas, as well as publishers. And we ensure wherever brands are running their digital ads, whether it's in open web, social platforms, CTV, that their ads are viewed. They're viewed by humans and not bots, and their ads run adjacent to brand safe, brand suitable content. So the way to think about it is we're protecting brand equity for these Fortune 500 brands, but also we're helping drive performance for the advertisers.
What's the right way to think about TikTok from a brand perspective? I mean, I can imagine brands having so many different reactions to TikTok. It's so many different things going on the platform, obviously, so many people watching it, so much content being created. It could be perceived as a Wild West. Obviously, you're working with IAS to make sure that brands don't have that experience.
Yeah, it's a really good question. You know, we really think of ourselves as being partners to the brand. We want them to come to our place, make sure that they engage with their audiences. If they'd like to open a TikTok shop, they can sell directly. If they'd like to deliver their messages, they can. And we think it's really important that the brand understand value in their own terms. We want to deliver a great user experience, and we want to deliver incremental value for the brand. And so working with partners like IAS really improves the trust in the ecosystem and allows the advertiser to invest with confidence on the platform.
And this is a long-term strategy, right? So TikTok,
absolutely,
very short-form content, but obviously you need to take a long-term view.
That's absolutely right. We think about being a real player in the ecosystem and an active participant. We've evolved over the last few years from being more of a challenger platform known for short-form video and engaging content, but really at the upper funnel, to being an entire solution no matter what advertising objective you're trying to deliver.
So let's talk about how this works, and let's of course talk about how AI plays in to how this works. It seems like a massive technological challenge to pull off what you're talking about, to make sure that brands have an ad safe experience on TikTok in a way that, so I assume that you're using AI to do this.
Sure. So your challenge is our opportunity at IAS, and we've been leveraging AI for years. The majority of our products in our product roadmap, backed by AI, are sophisticated, differentiated technology that we're running on social platforms, like TikTok is also powered by AI. And again, it's to ensure that wherever brands are running their ads in a highly engaged, user-generated social environment, that it's running adjacent to brand-safe, brand-suitable content. And when you take a look at the multimedia classification technology that we built, and actually TikTok was the first social platform to raise their hand to independent third-party verification providers like IAS, opened up the live feed and said, bring it on, IAS, build the tech.
And you need that data to help train it and get it ready in the first place.
That's right. And so I applaud TikTok for proactively raising their hand. We built the technology, and now it's running at global scale and highly accurate, highly sophisticated.
I want to ask both of you about the potential tension or maybe just different goals of performance versus protection when it comes to what brand goals might be. And maybe they aren't so separate after all. David, how do you define what good looks like in that context? And do you see those two things as separate?
I really don't see them as separate. I think they're inextricably linked. And one of the things is that, as I talked about earlier, the advertiser gets to define value and define how they want to measure that value and the kind of trust that they'd like to have verified in delivering their investment on the platform. And so the way we think about it, the entire platform is safe. We offer some premium brand solutions if you'd like to be adjacent to top publishers. We have a lot of user-generated content from our creator ecosystem. All of that comes together to deliver real business outcomes that you can measure however you want and verify with a rich partner ecosystem like IAS.
Yeah, we see feedback from our brands is that protection and performance, they're complementary. And again, our working thesis that we're proving out every day is helping the brands ensure their ads are running in high quality media, which leads to driving higher ROI for the brands.
Yeah, ROI and meaningful engagement in an era where there's so much pressure to maximize
That's right. The
dollars that you're spending, right? So we're looking forward to 2026 here at CES 2026 at the beginning of this year. What are the biggest opportunities that you both see for brands around creators, brand equity, growth, AI? There's so many different ways that brands can be thinking about all the different exciting things ahead of them. Where do you recommend folks look? And we'll start with you, David.
Sure. I would really encourage people to think about speed and redeveloping their business to engage at the speed of culture and move with the trends of the moment, the creator ecosystem, and what's popular on the platform and across the internet. That's an area that's a huge opportunity, and we built a lot of tools to make it easier to invest in that way.
And does that really mean that, you know, brands and the people who are, specifically the people who are at these brands, I assume there's probably no substitute for actually being on TikTok yourself if you want to understand and get a finger on the pulse of that culture, right?
Well, I would certainly encourage everyone to be on TikTok, and that's a good way to understand what's happening. But we also build tools that surface the relevant content to our advertisers so they see exactly what's happening, have the ability to invest directly in it and embrace that speed. But I would make that comment beyond the platform itself. This is really about how AI has enhanced and disrupted the industry, and you have to be able to move fast in order to keep up.
Lisa, same question to you. As we look at 2026, what are the biggest opportunities you think brands can embrace given all the technological change around us?
Yeah, I would say to piggyback on David's point of speed, it's speed plus innovation. And when you take a look at the opportunity that AI brings to brands, you know, for example, the multimedia classification tech that we built, we are now at a place where human detection, the human, is literally removed from the technology. It's all automated, about 97-98%. Of things like auto labeling, identifying appropriate or inappropriate content. What that's doing, it's fueling accuracy. Our tech is highly accurate and fueling innovation and velocity so that, again, the brands can drive higher performance with their investments.
We only have a minute left in this conversation. We could obviously keep going. One word from each of you, something that you're excited about or the concept that you want to leave us with as we head into 2026. David?
Innovation is a good word for it. This is a very disruptive year.
Yeah, I would say it's hard to pick one word, but media quality fuels growth.
Yes. You know what? You're the sponsor of the C-Space Studio. Mm-hmm. I'll give you four words.
There's no problem at all. It's fine. Again, thank you. And I want to thank David from TikTok for our strategic partnership. And we are proud and honored to partner with TikTok and, again, innovate on behalf of the brand. So thank you for that.
Great partnership on our side as well. Thank you.
I love a good feeling. I love a good sentiment here in the C-Space Studio. Thank you so much for joining us. Lisa Utschneider, the CEO of our sponsor, IAS, and David Kaufman of TikTok. Thank you so much both for joining us here.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2026. I know I did. That's our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. So make sure you stay tuned for more insights, conversations, and content from CES 2026 and beyond. Please follow, subscribe, like, comment, whatever else you need to do to keep those algorithms happy. You can get even more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. Our C-Space Studio episodes are produced by Nicole Vitovich, Julia Ruxer, and Paige Morris, and recorded by Phelps Creative House, and edited by Phelps Creative House, too. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.